From the Director Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to amend airport agreement number OL1162 between Milwaukee County and Shell Oil Company as assigned to Equiline Enterprises, LLC, for the purpose of daylighting a portion of its fuel piping between the main fuel line and Milwaukee County's hydrant fuel system.
Mr. Blue.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Milwaukee County entered into an agreement with Shell Oil Company, which was further assigned to Equiline Enterprises on June 5th, 2002, for the construction, operation, inspection, essentially maintenance, and other activities associated with a fuel pipeline and an easement coming across the property of Mitchell Airport for bringing jet fuel onto Mitchell Airport. And it is tied into our fuel hydrant system. Equiline maintains an underground pipe that connects this main pipeline to the hydrant system. It is leased by the Signatory Airlines. Equiline's requesting to abandon a portion of the underground pipe connecting its main pipe to our hydrant system and requesting to construct an above-ground pipe within the fuel farm area that will connect their main pipe to the fuel hydrant system. If you look at the exhibit which I've passed around, the larger picture shows in orange, coming from the top right-hand corner, their main 10-inch fuel line that comes across the airfield under the runways and taxiways into the fuel farm area. If you look in the little inset there, the blue line represents their existing connection pipe from that main line to the hydrant system, which then goes around all of the concourses. Wherever possible, it is always their preference to what they call daylight their pipes, put them above ground so that they are better inspected, more easily maintained. So what they're proposing to do is abandon the existing blue pipe, if you will. They'll stop using it, clean it out, and fill it full of concrete. And then they will construct a new pipe indicated in the red line, which will be above ground, that will fulfill the function of the old abandoned pipe, connecting the main hydrants, the main fuel line to the hydrant system. There is no expected shutdown of consequence to any of our fuel supply as a result of this action. Airport staff recommends adoption of the request.
This area is a concern. I mean, Mitchell Airport flows into two watersheds. So I'm always concerned when we start talking about these kinds of issues with regard to those watersheds. First question, has MMSD been informed of any of this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we are required to take several steps for notifying both the regulating authorities, in particular Wisconsin DNR, EPA. They need to be kept in the loop as part of the permitting process. And then I can't say 100% for certain that MMSD has been aware, but I am certain that all of this will be properly we would notify all the authorities of the activity as required.
Well, let me ask the question this way. I guess I'm a little concerned to hear that MMSD may or may not be. But will this be requiring DNR permits, actual permitting?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm 99.999% sure that it will require DNR permitting and oversight, and all of that will be closely watched. The airport strives for safety first and foremost, and I can assure you that we will be in complete compliance with all of our permits.
Well, Mr. Chair, before the full board meeting, could we ask Mr. Blue to make that 100% sure so we can get that information? I would like to ask you further about this abandoned pipeline. Is this in any way related to the spill we had last year?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I would say the only relation to the spill that happened with our fuel pipeline is that, as I've made mention before, it is their desire wherever they can to put their pipes above ground so that they can see and more easily inspect the pipelines. The spill that happened was an underground pipe. It was underground because it went under a runway and taxiways and can't very well put that above ground. This is one they've identified, a connecting segment that is easily put above ground, so it is their desire to do so. The pipe that will be abandoned underneath, as made mention earlier, will be completely cleaned, or they fill it full of nitrogen first to make sure there's no fumes, and then they fill it full of concrete. Given that it will lie primarily underneath the new pipe, it will not be an obstruction to us in any way, shape, or form, so it will not cause any future obstacles for airport development or growth.
Is this, in fact, the pipe that leaked last year?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, no, this is not the pipe that leaked. If you actually look at the exhibit in the top right-hand corner where the orange line moves across under the taxiways, if you look just under the north arrow, do you see the chunk of concrete that's a little bit lighter than all the rest? That is the concrete that was repaired as part of the leak. So that was the leak site location. So it was actually the conveyance pipe that came across the airfield that connected to this connecting pipe.
Okay, and part of that is because that pipe has to remain underground because it goes under College Avenue, among other things, correct?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that is correct.
Is it preferable to have as much of that pipeline above ground as possible?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that is preferable. Wherever, that we learned through the process we went through with Shell that wherever possible, they like to put these things above ground. That way they can walk them, touch them, look at them, et cetera, versus the inspection techniques that are required for a below-ground pipe.
Why aren't we requiring this company to dig up the old pipe, remove any soil that may be contaminated, rather than just filling it with cement and leaving things in place? That seems to be what they're doing. Am I correct?
Mr. Supervisor's Chair, your assessment is correct. They are essentially going to leave it in place. It's a cost-benefit analysis, essentially. If we're going to require them to do so, their costs will increase. They're almost certainly going to pass those back to the users, the signatory air carriers, which, of course, then will pass it on to those of us that buy airline tickets and so forth, so on. Given that the location is not going to be a future development issue for us, that their actions will require permitting and approval from Wisconsin DNR and others to deem it as a safe operation, airport staff does not see any need to increase the costs in our we don't feel it's necessary to increase their costs for very little benefit.
I mean, that I appreciate that answer from an airport perspective and your ability to run a business. From the perspective of people who want clean water and clean environments, the cost-benefit may be a different analysis. Do we know if it's contaminated soil under there that continues to leak into the watershed?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that would be, I can say that the airport is fully compliant with Wisconsin DNR permitting and that at this time there are no concerns.
Has there been an environmental study of it? Well, Mr. Chairman, this is my district. And these watersheds are extremely important. I do not want to be limited on questions I'm going to ask here.
Supervisor, let me tell you real quick. The airport is everybody. Even though it's in your district, you are. If these questions, if you had concerns, why didn't you ask them earlier? I mean, instead of right now. Supervisor, we're trying to move along. You asked them sort of very good questions. But they one after the other. We have other supervisors who would like to speak.
I actually was doing homework last night and
we get this out.
I got
quick.
To it later than I should have. Okay. I'll take credit for that.
Okay.
But doing homework last night, I did review this. I became concerned. I didn't have an opportunity to ask these questions earlier. But I think these are fair questions for the committee to hear.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, Wisconsin DNR had closed the file on the spills that had occurred. In other words, I can't speak for Wisconsin DNR, but it met all of their regulatory requirements and those of the EPA. The pipe that will be left underground will essentially be a long tube of concrete. It will be clear there will be no spill concerns whatsoever. By putting this pipe above ground, my personal opinion, and I'm not a DNR professional or a pipeline professional. I'm an airport management professional, and I would say it's likely to result in a safer operation in that if we were to experience a situation like we did a couple of years ago with the spill, it will become known much, much faster because somebody's going to see it. The airport does inspections of our fueling facilities at least 3 times a day. So every single day as required by the FAA. So by having it above ground, it's going to be better for the airport in the long run.
Right. Mr. Chair, I will support this, but I'm asking for two things before the full board meeting. And that is, number one, checking with DNR regarding the permitting process. And then I would like to have you also send to me the contact person at DNR that you've been working with, and also any contact person from MMSD. And I will follow up on this. You know, it fortunately or unfortunately, the airport happens to have been built in an area that had a quarry, and that is, in fact, a wetland area. And I am concerned about the environmental issues, and I'm going to follow up on that. It sounds like, Mr. Blue, you've tried to do the due process, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that an airport is going to have fuel lines, et cetera, but that doesn't mean we can't be good stewards. I think that's one of the reasons Maukee County is overseeing the governance on this airport. So I will continue to be concerned about that. If you please send me that information, and I will follow up and not take any more committee time. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I will certainly do so.
When you do that, send it to all the supervisors, please.
Yes, sir.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make this clear. The pipe we're talking about was not involved with the leak.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that is correct.
Right. And I see this as a preemptive making the area safer for the environment, not that we are disregarding the environment or leaving some type of toxic leak unfixed in this. I see this as a preemptive, environmentally safe opportunity to improve the safety of the environment, for the environment. So I just don't want that to be confused with this is not the area where the leak occurred, and this is an improvement, not to make it less safe for the environment. So I'll move approval of the item, item 6.
We have a motion for move approval. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Dressler.
Just to follow up to that, this is downwind or downflow from the area of the leak. So I think there is a concern. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll on item 6.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Mr. Blue, make sure you get that information to the committee. And matter of fact, send it to the whole county board.
I will do so.
They will have all the information.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.